reading from Jiva Dharma, chapter 21, Prameya Abhideya Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti. Om Gyanatimurandasya Gananjana Shavakaya Daksurunmavitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Sadati Sapadantikam Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Vipashindu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Vyadvaita Gadadha Sivasade Ghaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Well, we worked hard from the beginning, systematically. We're not just jumping into higher subjects, but we have come to them naturally. Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti, which is what really why Krishna came, and not being successful in propagating it, he came again as his devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna came because he wanted to expand spontaneous love. Spontaneous love means love which is not inspired by any conception of I should do this, but simply by our natural liking for it. While Vaidhi Bhakti, where the impetus is the Shastra, we do things because they are right, not just because we like them. Of course, the purpose is to develop that liking. But even when the conception of God remains Aishvarya, or majesty, there's always some obligation or duty. And when the object of love is Krishna, it may start off with some obligation or duty, but if we mature and develop our relationship with Krishna, which means as a friend, as a lover, as a parent, we're not dealing with a superior in that sense, and therefore all the impetus for those dealings are not obligation or duty, but our natural love. So this is actually the goal of the Krishna consciousness movement, is to come to this point of spontaneous devotional service, because it's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. And what he taught, especially in his last days in Jagannath Puri. So those of you that have endured all various tattvas, this is not an easy medium, philosophy at night, and just not seeing the person. So we'll read, and I'm also going to relish revising and studying these things again. So it'll really make me really look forward to the Wednesday night class also. So we know this is a story, and right now we're up to the story of an uncle and his nephew, Vijay and Vrajanath, who've come to Krishna consciousness. We've read their stories. And now they're systematically inquiring from their guru, Babaji Mahasai, about how to practice Krishna consciousness now. That's Abhideya. There's three aspects of philosophy. There's Sambandha, the foundation, which is conception of reality and the evidence that your conception is true. And then Abhideya, the means to realize reality, because philosophy and religion means you want to realize the truth. And then we'll also later on get into the Piyojana, the goal. There's a means to realize it, and the goal is the experience of realizing the truth. And in bhakti, the experience of realizing the truth is the feelings of love for the truth. Because the truth is a person whom we have the most natural relationship. Relationships in this world are just based on the bodily platform. They're temporary. They're not, in that sense, they're not real relationships. Because they're temporary and superficial. Not that we don't have deep loving relationships in this world that have meaning, but on the ultimate philosophical platform, they're superficial. So we're going to study this. So that's the goal. And this is the means to realize that goal and realize God is bhakti. And there's two types of sadhana, practice. There's Vaidhi bhakti and Raganuga bhakti. And Raganuga bhakti means spontaneous devotion. And it has a little bit of a specific meaning too. Because spontaneous devotion also means, it can only mean, when you worship God, not in majesty, but in his sweetness, his personality, not just his position. Vaidhi is more, you are, worship the position. And Raganuga is more, you worship the personality. So, so we can read through there. Anyway, they've come and they inquired, and Babaji Mahasai thought that the best way to teach them the philosophy is to teach them the Dashamula, that there are 10 sutras that. There are 10 sutras that illustrate comprehensively the philosophy. The first one was Pramana, which is what is your standard of evidence that what you espouse is true? And the rest are Pramaya. The method of knowing is Pramana. What is to be known? So this is part of what is to be known. And one thing that's to be known, and this is the ninth Dashamula, is the Abhideya, the means of realizing the absolute truth. And we studied Vaidhi Bhakti, now Raganuga Bhakti. So we'll read through the story. Vijay Kumar and Vrajanath were impressed when they heard the deliberation concerning Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. They became firmly convinced that one must accept Harinam and Diksha from a Siddha Mahatma, great perfected soul, in order to enter the supreme abode. They therefore decided to accept Diksha from Siddha Babaji Maharaj the very next day, so not to lose any time. Vijay Kumar had already received Diksha Mantra from his family guru in his boyhood. Vajranath, however, had not received any Diksha mantra other than the Gayatri mantra. They had both clearly understood from the revered Babaji's instruction that the jiva goes to hell if he chants mantras received from a guru who is not a Vaishnav. Therefore, according to the regulations of Shastra, when proper discrimination is awakened, he should take Diksha from a Shuddha Vaishnav guru. So generally, there's no provision from taking Diksha again within the scope of Vaishnav gurus. But when it's not a Vaishnav guru, then according to Vaishnavism, it's not really a guru. Sakarma nipano vipro mantra tanta visharada, a Vaishnava guru nasyat, Vaishnava swapacho guru. He's not a Vaishnava, he's not a guru. Thinking like this, they both decided that they would go to Mayapur the next morning, bathe in the Ganga, and then take Diksha from the most revered Babaji. The next morning, they bathed in the Ganga and applied tilak to the 12 places on their bodies. They then arrived before Raghunath Das Babaji and offered prostrated obeisances at his lotus feet. Babaji Maharaj, being a Siddha Vaishnav, understood their minds, but as a matter of etiquette, he said, "Why have you come here today so early in the morning? What is the matter?" Vijay Kumar and Vrajanath humbly replied, "O Master, you should know that we are very lowly and destitute of spiritual wealth, so kindly take pity on us." Babaji Maharaj was very pleased to hear them speak in this way. So the legitimate, humble position, when you realize that you're not independent, and that to become complete, you need to be connected with something higher than yourself. It's very pleasing. Humility is pleasing. Pride is not pleasing. Humility is very attractive when someone's humble. Even when Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a straw in their teeth, he said, "Your humility is breaking our hearts." So humility is a very attractive thing. Because it comes from the soul. It comes from a true feeling of reality. Reality is constitutionally we are not independent. We're not independent. And that's not an attractive conception. A child who's dependent on his father, it's attractive because he is dependent on his father, and that's a loving relationship. A baby who's dependent on his mother, attractive. A soul who's dependent on God and Guru, that's attractive. He called them into his kutir separately and bestowed upon them the mantra consisting of 18 syllables. One second. Seems like he got the Kama Gayatri, but anyway. On receiving and chanting the mantra, they both became intoxicated with Mahaprem and started dancing, crying out loud, "Jai Gauranga, Jai Gauranga." Around their necks, they wore three strands of Tulsi beads. The beautiful sacred thread was draped around their bodies, which were marked with tilak in 12 places. Their faces were transforming. They exhibited some sattvika vikar, transformation of ecstasy. Sattvika means not just from the mode of goodness, but from the soul, actually. In that sense, sattvika, sattvik. Sattvik means the nature of sat. And this refers not just to the mode of goodness, which is the platform to understand truth, but actually the coming from the soul, the ecstasies, and tears flowed incessantly from their eyes, like tears, hair standing on end. When Babaji Mahasaya saw such beautiful forms, he embraced them and said, "Today you have sanctified me." Again and again, they relished the dust from Babaji's lotus feet and rubbed it on their heads and on their limbs. At that time, and according with previous arrangement, their two servants arrived with large quantities of food, offerings for Sriman Mahaprabhu. With folded hands, Vijay Kumar and Vrajanath requested that the bhoga preparation should be offered, and the venerable chief of the bhaktas of Srivasanga instructed the pujari to offer the bhoga to the deities of Sisi Panchatattva. Conch shells and bells sounded, and the Vaishnavas took up cymbals, kartals, and mridangas, and began to sing the bhoga artik before Sriman Mahaprabhu. Bhaja bhakata vatsala si gohari, si gohari so he goes to bihari. Is that the bhoga artik, or they sing? They sometimes sing. Yaso mati nandana bhaja bara nagara gokula ranjana kara. Many Vaishnavas gathered, and the bhoga offering was accomplished with great ceremony. Arrangements were then made for distributing prasad in the Natya Mandir, dancing hall. Hearing the loud sounds of the Harinam, all the Vaishnavas assembled together, bringing their lotus with them. They then loudly chanted the glories of Mahaprasad and began to honor prasad. Rajanath and Vijay Kumar did not want to sit down immediately because they were waiting for the Mahaprasad, the remnants of the gurus and the Vaishnavas. Such a beautiful culture of love, of pure-hearted souls that have faith that the highest thing is to serve God and the devotees. However, the foremost of the respected Babaji's made them sit down, saying, "You are Grihastha Vaishnavas. We will be blessed by offering prostrated obeisances unto your lotus feet." So they respect everyone. Vijay Kumar and Vrajanath said humbly with folded hands, "You are great renounced Vaishnavas. We will be very fortunate if you can partake of your ambrosial remnants, and it will be an offense if we sit with you." So this is Vaishnava. They don't fight to be in the center. They fight to get out of the center. The Vaishnavas replied, "So far as Vaishnavism is concerned, there is no difference between a household and renunciate. Vaishnavas are compared according to their devotion. The more advanced Vaishnava is simply the one who has deeper devotion to Sri Krishna. That is our philosophy. Renunciation in bhakti is a proclivity that one has, which can be used to serve Krishna. But ultimately, the standard of devotion is not your renunciation, as I said many times, but your dedication." They all sat together conversing in this way and honoring prasad, but Vijay Kumar and Vrajanath waited quietly, faithfully keeping their prasad in front of them. Some of the Vaishnavas who were respecting prasad noticed this and understanding their motive, said to Raghunath Das Babaji, "O chief of the Vaishnavas, please be kind to your faithful disciples. otherwise they will not take prasad. When the elderly Babaji heard the Vaishnav request, he gave some of his prasad to Vijay and Vrajanath. They accepted his remnants with great faith, uttering Sri Gurave Namaha, began to honor prasad. When the bhaktas were taking prasad, some would call out, Sadhu Sabdan, be careful not to overeat. And all the glories to the greatness of the prasad. When I used to go to, we used to have festivals at Narayan Maharaj, the Keshavaji Gaudiya Math, where Prabhupada took sannyas. When we used to have prasad there, the wonderful prasadam, big festivals. The system is no one would take until the senior person took first, and no one would leave until the senior person left, but the senior person wouldn't leave until everyone was finished. But if some people were lagging on after some time and needed more time, then the senior person would say, Sadhu Sabdan! Sadhu, be careful, don't overeat. And everybody would go, ah, yes. And he goes, Sadhu Sabdan! Ah, yes. Mahaprabhu Bandapura Hey! And Mahaprabhu's storehouse is full. And, so take to your full satisfaction, and then when you're finished, go. So the culture. Again and again, oh, what unprecedented splendor arose in the Nitya Mandir Shiva Sangam at that time. Everyone perceived Sri Sachi Devi, Sita Malana Devi, bringing prasad while Sriman Mahaprabhu sat and lovingly took the prasad with his dear devotees. Seeing this, the Vaishnavas forgot to take their own prasad. They all watched, motionless. The tears of great joy gently trickled from their eyes and their hands, which were in the act of bringing prasad to their mouths. Remaining fixed for as long as this lila was manifest. After a short time, the lila disappeared from their sight, and they gazed at one another and wept. Then the sweet taste of the prasad defied description, as if it were a single voice of all the bhaktas. These two sons of Brahmins are recipients of Gaurhari's mercy. For this reason, Sri Mahaprabhu has manifested his lila in the festival today. So the lila is going on, but it's uppercut. It's not manifest, but those with eyes can see it in the dhams. Vrajanath and Vijayakumar wept and said, we are worthless, wretched, and destitute. We know nothing at all. We can only see all these things today by the causeless mercy of our guru and the Vaishnavas. Today, our taking bath has become meaningful. When Vijay and Vrajanath honored prasad, they took this permission of the Vaishnavas and returned home. From that day on, they bathed daily in the Ganga, and they offered dandavat pranam at the feet of their preceptor. They would then take darshan of the deity forms of Sri Krishna in the mandir and circumambulate Tulsi. In this way, they accepted some kind of instruction every day. After 4 or 5 days had elapsed, they presented themselves one evening at Srivasangam. Sandhya Arati and Nam Sankirtan were already over. And Sri Raghunath Das Babaji sat in his kutir, softly chanting Sri Nam in a sweet voice. They both offered dandavat Pranams at his lotus feet, and he lovingly placed his lotus hand on their head, seated them, and inquired about their welfare. Vrajanath saw this as an opportunity and said, Master, by your mercy, we have properly understood Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. Now we are very anxious to understand Raganuga Bhakti, so kindly instruct us about this. Babaji was extremely pleased to hear this and said, Sri Gaurachand has taken both of you as his own, so there's nothing that should not be given to you. Listen very carefully and I will explain Raganuga Bhakti. First, I offer my respect, my Dandavat Pranam again and again at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami, whom Sriman Mahaprabhu liberated from the association of the Muslims and to whom he instructed Rasa Tattva at Prayag. I then take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, who is like a black bee tasting the nectar of that Vrajaras. The supreme merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, liberated him from the bottomless pit of gross materialism. Then by entrusting him within the hands of Sri Srupa Damodara Goswami, he bestowed all perfection upon him. Now, before describing Raganuga Bhakti, I shall explain the Sarupa of Ragatmaka Bhakti. So before explaining anything, he offers prayers. And prayers create the receptacle in the heart to receive mercy. And to understand the topics of Krishna consciousness, especially the more esoteric topics, and actually realize them, mercy is required. Vrajanath, but first I would like to know what is rag. Raganuga Bhakti means, anuga means following, rag, following the rag, the devotion of the Ragatmaka Bhaktis, and Ragatmaka Bhaktis means, Ragatmaka means that the perfected souls who have this spontaneous devotion for Krishna. This is a sadhana. And the sadhana is to emulate and to follow and aspire for one who has the devotion you want in perfection. So first you have to know what that devotion is in perfection. And the conception is that by practicing Krishna consciousness and chanting Krishna consciousness and serving Guru and the Vaishnavas, one will develop a particular aspiration to serve Krishna. Vrajanath, but I would first like to know what is rag. Babaji, when materialistic people are in contact with the object of the senses, they naturally become deeply attached to an endless variety of material enjoyment. This intense attachment in the heart is called vishyarag. When they glance at some beautiful objects, their eyes become restless, and in the heart there is an attraction, Ranjakata, towards the object of beauty and attachment, rag to it. Generally, what rag means is a deep attachment that colors one's consciousness with that attachment. You're attached to beautiful women, and then you look at the world through lust. But rag bhakti, he explains, it's a state in which Krishna becomes the sole object of rag. So rag bhakti is when your consciousness has deep attachment to Krishna and your consciousness is colored by love of him. Premanjana charita bhakti valo chinena santasadaiva hidyeshu valo kiyanti. Babaji, when materialistic people are in contact with the object of the senses, they naturally become deeply attached to an endless variety of material. Okay, I did wrote that. Excuse me. Rupa Goswami has defined rag in the following way. Ishta swarasika raga parama vishtata bhave tanmayi ya bhave bhakti satra ragatmiko dita. Bhakti Rasa Mita Sindhu 12272. Rag is the unquenchable thirst for the object of one's affection, which gives rise to spontaneous and intense absorption, swadasiki, paramavishtata, in that object. Rag mayi bhakti is the performance of seva, such as stringing garlands with such intense rag. So what is rag bhakti? When you have such deep attachment and absorption, overwhelming absorption in love for Krishna, and all your activities and seva takes on that intense mood. Rag is the absolute parama and undivided swadasiki. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita 12272. Absorption, avishtata, in one's particular object of worship. When devotion to Krishna comes to the stage of ragamayi, filled with this absorption, it is called ragatmika bhakti. In summary, it can be said that intense hankering for Krishna that is saturated with prema, prema-mayi, is called ragatmika bhakti. It is auspicious that a person whose heart such rag has not arisen should not cultivate such bhakti. It is auspicious that a person in whose heart such rag has not arisen should try to cultivate such bhakti by behaving according to vidhi, rules and regulations. So unless this has arisen, this deep feeling in the heart, then one best guide his bhakti carefully by vidhi, the rules and regulations. They say rag bhakti is above the rules and regulations. It doesn't mean they don't follow the rules and regulations, but it means they don't follow them because they're obligated. They follow them because it's favorable for serving Krishna. They naturally follow them. They naturally don't have illicit sex. They naturally don't gamble. They naturally don't take intoxication. They naturally go and see Krishna in the Mangal Arati. They naturally do so many things. They're above having to be guided, just like a teenager is above the regulations. You know, when you're an adult, when you're 20 years old, you're above the rules and regulations of your parents. But it doesn't mean you don't follow them. You just don't have to be under their guidance. The principles at work in Vaidhi Bhakti are fear, respect, and reverence, where the only principle at work in Ragatmika Bhakti is lobha or greed in relation to Sri Krishna Lila. Greed. Intense attraction. Greed means just like a young boy falls in love with a young girl. He doesn't have to be told to try to serve her or try to love her. And no one can say that you don't. The parents can say you shouldn't love her, not the proper girl for you, but they can't say you don't. And in a similar way, when you have rag, no one can say you don't have it. Of course, it may be artificial, but if you really have it, no one can say you don't have it. You have it, and you know it in your heart because you have that greed and you have that attraction. Rajanab, who has the Adhikar qualification for Ragamayi Bhakti, Babaji? Vaidhi Shraddha allows the Adhikar for Vaidhi Bhakti, and similarly, Lobamayi Shraddha, faith, imbued with greed to Vraja Leela, bestows the Adhikari for Raga Bhakti. When you have that greed, when you have that attraction, which generally won't arise if you're absorbed in material life. But the purity alone is not the qualification. It's that loba, that greed that comes in the association of a rasika, bhakta, one who has this culture, etc. But if you have it, then you're detached. When you get it, you may not be detached, but if you get it, then you become detached. One who has the great fortune to have such greed, lobha, to obtain the same bhava or sentiment as the Vrajvasis, has towards Krishna, has the Adhikar for Raghunuga Bhakti. So one who says, I want to be Krishna's friend, I want to be Krishna's parent, I want to be Krishna's lover. And if that's legitimate, then they have the Adhikar for Raghunuga Bhakti. Rajanath, what are the symptoms of such love? When one hears about the intensely sweet bhavas of the Vrajavasis, one's intelligence, buddhi apeksh, begins to consider how one may enter into those dealings. That desire apeksh is the symptom that lobha has arrived. What's the symptom? You're hearing about Krishna's pastimes, and one of the relationships that Krishna's devotees have with him, and then you begin to consider, how can I enter into that? How can I achieve that? And that becomes the use of your intelligence, is how to get this. A person who has Adhikari for Vaidhi Bhakti tests everything on the platform of intelligence, knowledge of Shastra, reasoning. And when he hears Krishna Katha, he only accepts it if these three support it. However, there's no consideration in Rag Mag for intelligence, knowledge of Shastra, and reasoning are not desired on this path. All that is needed is the greed for the sentiments of the Vrajavasis. What are the sweet bhavas of Vrajavasis towards Krishna? It is possible for me to attain such bhavas. How can this symptom be obtained? How can this be obtained? This intense yearning is the symptom of greed. And one who does not have it, does not have the Adhikari for Raghunuga Bhakti, that you should understand. So in Rag Bhakti, your attraction or your activities are not guided, or the impetus for it is not your intelligence. I understand it, knowledge of the Shastra. It's in the Shastra that this is done, or reasoning. No, it's simply that greed, that attraction. And if you don't have it, then you're not qualified for Raghunuga Bhakti. One more will do. Vrajanath, what is the process of Raghunuga Bhakti? The sadhaka who has developed greed towards the beautiful service mood of a particular Vrajvasi always remembers and meditates on his savor, that personality. He is absorbed in the mutual pastimes of his beloved Sri Krishna with the Vrajavasis, and he continually resides in Vraja either physically or within the mind, having agreed to obtain his or her bhava. He follows that Vrajavasi's example and always runs service in two ways, Externally, he serves as a practicing sadhaka, and eternally he renders seva with the bhavas of his siddha deha. This process is of Raghunuga Bhakti. So what is the process? You remember the pastimes and meditate on the seva of the personality whom you aspire to attain. And then externally, you practice Krishna consciousness as the great souls who've had Raghunuga Bhakti, like Rupa Goswami. You practice like they did externally. And internally, you have a Siddha Deha. It's not Vastu City. It's not, it's mentally conceived based on your attraction. There's some kind of mental conception of that, but it's based on your legitimate feelings of your soul. And in your meditation, you serve that devotee who has the bhava you want to serve. And that's the process. That's a lot to digest. Are there any questions? Anybody like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Gail.
Hi, Bo. Anybody else like to say hello?
Yeah, I just had a quick question, actually.
Good.
I just wanted to know if, I think you had told me once before, too, that generally, just, I mean, you know, a person can attain the stage of Raghunuga Bhakti at any time, but generally it wouldn't happen before the stage of Ruchi. Is that correct?
Nishta. Fixed. Until one becomes fixed. Otherwise, one's mind is absorbed in so many other things. Yeah. But it's not dependent on that.
No. Like I said, it can happen at any time, right?
It can happen at any time. But generally, unless one becomes fixed, his mind won't really get the impetus. It should be absorbed in so many other things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Bo. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Brajaradhe.
Thank you, Brajaradhe. Hare Bo. Anybody else? Okay, I'm going to go now. Run Chakopa to just start the...